Better check the finance news from overnight, and Twi Ong joins us this morning. Hello.
Hello. In late trade, US stocks ticked higher as investors look out for key economic data and policy decisions by central banks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.6% at 17,825. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% to 2,090, and the NASDAQ also added 0.5% to 5,134. Data showed that the US manufacturing sector contracted in November, falling to its worst levels since June 2009. Overnight, some European share markets fell, weighed down by a slump in German industrial company Lind, which cut its 2017 profit target. The FTSE 100 increased 0.6%, while the DAX lost 1.1%. Locally, shares are set to slip, with the ASX SPY 200 down 1 point to 5,263. The Australian dollar has climbed 1.3%, buoyed by a fall in the US dollar, and as the Reserve Bank of Australia kept interest rates on hold at 2% as widely expected. A short time ago, it was worth 73.3 US cents. It's buying 68.9 euro cents, 90.04 Japanese yen, 48.6 British pence, and $1.09 New Zealand. Meanwhile, today's national accounts are expected to show Australia's economy rebounded last quarter. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg are tipping gross domestic product grew by around 0.8% in the September quarter. To commodities, iron ore hit a new decade low of $41.60 US overnight on the back of a supply glut and poor demand from China. Spot gold is buying $1,067 US dollars an ounce, while West Texas crude oil is at $41.51 US a barrel. And that's finance.